together we must fight. When the sun comes up again and we feel it warm our skin, let's do our best not to pretend till we meet our end. There's no love like those younger days. We feel the echo still today from some place way beyond the stars. We feel the echoes, feel the echoes, we feel the echoes. You say you feel so all alone. Let me hold you tonight. Take my hand, we'll make it lockstep for this life. There's no love like those younger days. We feel the echoes still today from some place way beyond the stars. We feel the echoes, feel the echoes, we feel the echoes.
Oh, Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford. Freeform Radio.
His shoulders
this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM. Good Sunday morning, everyone. It's 4:21 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes, .com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, July the 7th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m., love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be right back. We'll be right back. Okay, let me begin by apologizing for not being on the air last Sunday. I don't know what happened. I just could not sign in. It would not accept my information. And when I tried to make some changes, that just made it even worse. And so I said, hey, forget it. Nobody's coming in. And it was probably my fault because I just signed in tonight and everything went fine. Same information. Anyway, I went home. I got a few hours extra sleep last week. But we're back talking sports here. Let's get right into Major League Baseball since we are a little late. American League Baseball yesterday, the Twins 7 and the Rangers 4. The Orioles 8 and the Blue Jays 1. The Red Sox 10 and the Tigers 6. The Rays 4 and the Yankees 3. Angels 4 and the Astros 4 and the Angels zip. And the Mariners 6 and the A's 3. Over in the National League, the Pirates 12 and the Brewers 2. The Marlins 5 and the Braves 4. The Mets 5. The Mets 6 and the Phillies 3. The Giants 8 and the Cardinals 4. The Diamondbacks 4 and the Rockies 2. The Padres 3 and the Dodgers 1. And in interleague play, the Nationals 6 and the Royals zip. The Cleveland 7 and the Reds 2. And the Cubs 6 and the White Sox 3. In that Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 3 for 5, scored 2 runs, had 2 RBIs with a walk. He's hitting .273 on the season. Rafael Devers, 1 for 6, scored a run, got an RBI, hitting .328. Christian Vasquez, batting third. Who would have thought it? 2 years ago, I would say, hey, he's going to be like a Jackie Bradley Jr. He'll make the team because of his catching abilities. But if he hits his weight, that'll be a bonus. But something happened over the offseason. Maybe he's hanging out with J.D. Martinez and whatever. But Christian Vasquez went 2 for 5, batting third, scored a run, 2 RBIs. He's hitting .300 on the season. Andrew Benintendi broke out of his slump yesterday, 4 for 6. 4 for 6, scored 2 runs, got an RBI, and hitting .274. We get Mookie and we can get Benintendi back to their normal hitting streaks. And we got a chance of getting back in there, even though the pitching has been still kind of, suspect. But anyway, if we can get the hitting consistently, and we got enough hitters on there, who knows what can happen. Okay, Chavis went 1 for 4, got an RBI with a walk. He's hitting .267. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 0 for 4 with a walk. He's hitting .233. Brock Holt, 2 for 2, scored a run with an RBI, hitting .317. Excuse me. Eduardo Nunez pinch hit for him. Went 1 for 2 with an RBI, hitting .233. Marco Hernandez. Now, I was bragging to somebody recently about Rafael Devers and Marco Hernandez. Marco Hernandez was playing third base when Devers was still in the minors, I believe. And that's when Hernandez hurt his shoulder and missed almost 2 seasons. But the guy's got a bat. And he went 3 for 5, scored 2 runs. He's hitting .348. Hit a game-winning home run recently. And got some other clutch hits as well. Too bad he's a left-handed hitter because Devers is not coming out of the lineup. And Holt's been playing well at second base. So has Nunez. Excuse me. And but he's a valuable bat coming off the bench. So Marco, I believe, is going to be with us for a while. Sandy Leon went 0 for, maybe can catch. Sandy Leon went 0 for 3, scored a run. 0 for 3, scored a run. He got a walk. He's hitting .200 on the season. Yesterday, Rick Porcello started, went 5 2/3 innings, gave up 9 hits, 6 runs, struck out 5, has a 5.33 ERA. He got the win. He's 6-7 on the season. Brewer pitched a third of an inning, gave up a hit, struck out 1, has a 4.70 ERA. Taylor went 2/3 of an inning, gave up 3 hits, No runs, struck out one, has a 4.70 ERA also. Bonds went a third of an inning, struck out one, has a 4.62 ERA. Workman worked an inning, struck out one, has a 1.80 ERA. And Wright went an inning, gave up a hit, has a 4.50 ERA. So, the Red Sox trail the Yankees by 10 games, and they are 2.5 games behind the Tampa Bay Rays. So, I would assume that if the hitting continues, we have a really good shot at a wild card, and we could catch the Rays and the Yankees, maybe. The Yankees not only got the good hitting, but their relief pitching is probably the best in the world. starting pitching, yeah, you know, we can get them, you know, around the starting pitching. Tanaka and Sabathia have been showing some wear and tear, so therefore, yeah, susceptible there. But who knows who they're going to come up with if the Yankees are not afraid to spend money. 429 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on the Sunday, July the 7th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Another day is over. Well, another light is breaking, and I'm tired, but I'm wild about you, my little one. I feel you in the water. I feel you in the corner of myself, babe. Who else, babe, knows you like I do? As we go again round the stars and their friends, loving me.
Now is the time to join together to protect our world, or we could lose all it gives us. To learn how you can help, call for your free World Wildlife Fund Action Kit at 1-800-CALLWWF. Together, we can be a force for nature.
And that message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:34 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. Once again, I'm apologizing for not being on the air last Sunday. I was here, could not get into the system for some strange reason, and did the same thing that I always do today, and it worked. Why it didn't work last Sunday, I have no clue. But anyway, that's part of life, I guess. You got to take the hard knocks that keep coming for some strange reason. I don't know. But I'm not a philosopher. I'm a minister. But anyway, let's go. Let's see. Well, I gave you all the Major League Baseball scores and the Red Sox, what they were doing. Red Sox, like I said, are 10 games behind the Yankees, 2.5 behind the Rays. And if we keep hitting, maybe we can move around the fact that pitching, sometimes from the starting pitching perspective and also from the relief pitching perspective, hasn't been as good as we would like. But anyway, we come into the season with a target on our back. You know, world champions. Anybody wants to beat up on the world champion, so we get our best games from teams who probably aren't going anywhere, but they want to get one highlight for the season. And so the Red Sox are the ones they try to beat up on. Anyway, that's the way it goes. That makes you a cheat. That is a perfect example why I believe that Bill Russell Celtics were the greatest team. Not only was Bill Russell the best basketball player in the history of the game, but the greatest teams in the history of the game. Even though a lot of teams are, trying to, take advantage of the system now and unite with other great players. But, Golden State would have a run, but they got a lot of years to go to catch up with Russell's 11 championships in 13 years. Okay, get back. I want to talk in basketball. Yeah, we are going to talk basketball. Celtics Summer League team yesterday defeated the, played their first game in the Summer League, and defeated the 76ers 96-82. Williams III got 9 points. Yabusele did not score. Harrison got 7. Edwards got 20. He's one of the point guards they drafted. Waters got 9. Onyeka got 4. Fall. Hey, I finally found Fall. Not the season. The Celtics have a player, I believe. Well, he played yesterday, so I guess he's under contract with them. But for some strange reason, I had not seen anything written about him. But I think if you're 7 feet, 7 inches tall, somebody ought to write something about you. Is he going to make the team? I don't know. supposedly, his claim to fame is that he did a great job defensively on Zion Williams when they played, and Duke only won by 1 point. Now, they say he's not a great shooter, but at 7 feet seven, you can't teach 7 feet seven. I saw them throw one lob pass into him. Now, hopefully, our point guards, when the season starts, he might wind up in Maine. But when they get going, hopefully they get a point guard who will make him look good. Boy, if I was young and able to play point guard like I used to, I would make the young man, the tall young man, a very good NBA player. I would feed him like his mother never fed him. Anyway, Anyway, Fall got 6 points. G. Williams got 12 points. Green got 12 points. Ray got 8 points. Okoye got 9 points. And Elmore got zip. And our number one pick, Romeo Langford, did not play. He's still recovering from that thumb injury, I believe. He played through a thumb injury all last year. And yet was... And people have said that if he didn't have the thumb injury, he might have been the top 10 player. He went to 14th to the Celtics, and we'll take him. He's a 6'6 point guard, a good passer, not a great outside shooter, but can get inside and feed the big guys, and that's what you want to do. And when the big guys aren't getting it, you should be able to hit your shot. Kemba Walker, I'm sure, will make the young man... a pretty good guy off the bench. I'm assuming he can be off the bench. Wanamaker has been re-signed, and we lost Rozier. But we'll see what the new guys can do. They drafted a lot of point guards, so somebody ought to come through. Okay, 4:39 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We're multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. And where are we going to go? Well, before we get, let's stay right here with NBA basketball. Yesterday, Kawhi Leonard finally made his decision. So long, Toronto, and hello, LA Clippers. Now, the Clippers, I haven't followed the Clippers that much, and they are playing well at the end of the season. And so, adding Kawhi Leonard and, get his name from the Oklahoma City Thunder should make them a contender. I could have been a contender. Will it? I don't know. Yeah. Well, anyway, Kawhi Leonard did not go to the Lakers. That would have been horrible for the rest of the league. Kyrie Irving has gone to the Nets. And D'Angelo Russell, where did he go? I forgot. Isaiah Thomas has gone to the Washington Wizards. That's what happens when you don't bring your notes. But anyway, I think Vegas has said that the Clippers would be their number one pick for the championship this year. So we'll see. Paul George went with Kawhi Leonard to the Clippers. And I guess that's going to make them a formidable ball club for the upcoming season. Now, like I said, I don't know who the Clippers have left. What I saw was they gave up a million number one picks. But if they finish as high as everybody thinks they're going to finish, those picks won't be that sensational. But then the Clippers don't have anybody coming back for when their present team starts to get old and moldy. But anyway, we'll have to wait and see what happens with that. It's good. We're getting all these big dudes out of the East, and that should make it a little easier for us. The shock to me was that Al Horford went to Philadelphia. So I would say Philadelphia with Toronto minus Kawhi Leonard. That they should be the pick of the East. The Pacers are going to get Oladipo back. Kemba Walker, I'm thinking, can certainly match the points that
Kyrie Irving threw in there, and with seemingly less turmoil, less toxicity in the locker room, as Jaylen Brown mentioned last year. That locker room was toxic. But anyway, bringing in some new young players, and if we can get improvement from Jaylen, continued improvement from Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, who knows, we could sneak in there as a number one team, or certainly be there by the time playoff time comes. Enes Kanter and some of the other people we've picked up, it's going to be a while, I think, for them to pick up the flow. But Daniel Theis resigned, and he's probably going to be the starting center, I would imagine, and can take the ball outside and hit three-point shots. Theis, every time he had a great game last year, he had two or three great games, it seemed like he would get injured in the end of the game. And so we never really got to see him play on a consistent basis. But his time has come, so you got to come through for us. And I think it's going to be a pretty good season for the Celtics. Okay, big game coming up today. The USA Ladies versus Netherlands in the World Soccer Cup. Can I tell you my soccer story? I'm not a soccer fan. Several years ago, the U.S. was playing China, I believe. And they sucked. China or Japan, one of those Asian teams, in a Olympic soccer game. And the other team decided, they're bigger than us, they're faster than us. When we get the ball, we're only going to send one or two people forward to try to score. And obviously, that was not going to work on a long-term basis. The United States won handily, and I was totally turned off. Not being a soccer fan from soccer as a sport. Now, recently, I turned on my television set to one of the local sports channels, and there was a soccer game on. I believe there were men playing. I don't know. All I saw was these little people running around on the field. And the two announcers, they're not announcing what's going on the field. They're talking about soccer, but they're not talking about what's going on the field. And then someone like myself who, show me how good soccer is. Tell me what's going on so I'll know what's happening and I can begin to, appreciate the game a little more. They just turned me totally off. Now since they were interested in the game, what should I be? Yeah, to me, soccer's a lot of running around when you get a chance to score. And I don't know, maybe, there is some hitting in bouncing people around in soccer, like in hockey. But I don't know. I'm just not a soccer fan and probably never will be. 4:47 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm Donnelly Brown on another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in a sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Swimming. What a great recreational activity. It's healthy and fun for any age. But water and safety should go hand in hand. There is no substitute for constant adult supervision of children in or around a pool. Make sure you provide adequate barriers to prevent access by unsupervised children. A fence around your pool should be at least 4 feet high, with a self-closing, self-latching gate. A pool cover is a great way to prevent access. Don't allow diving in your pool unless there is adequate depth, and never mix drinking alcohol and swimming. Remember, choosing to have a pool is a great way to provide good, healthy fun. So choose to keep it safe. For more information and free water safety brochures, call the Association of Pool and Spa Professionals at 800-323-3996. Remember, water and safety should go hand in hand. Call 1-800-323-3996.
And that message is brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:52 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time. Just about time to put wrap up this edition. Oh, I got an NBA, WNBA score. The Lynx 74 and the Sun 71, and I did not have time to get any of the stats for the Sun. Sun started off great, but they've been not doing so well recently. So anyway, season has a while to go. So, okay, 4:53 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, July the 7th, 2019 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4, sometime around there, until 5 a.m. And we always like to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective of what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. If you're looking for some scores from Longwood, the tennis matches were not held yesterday. No matches yesterday. I was surprised myself when I looked for information about who did what to whom. But anyway, it'll probably be over before next Sunday's program. But what's her name? Coco. I forget her last name. Again, I didn't get the information about games, so matches played yesterday, so therefore I have no information. I should have, but I don't. But she would be the, she defeated Venus Williams in the first round, and she defeated another person in the second round. And was the talk of the town as far as Wimbledon matches were concerned. Don't know what's going on the men's side. Haven't heard anything spectacular on the men's side. So, 4:55 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. I'm going to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports and be back next Sunday. Now that I know that my code is working okay to get me into the system, be back next Sunday with a lot more new music, top hits of the year 2019 for Sounds of Praise, and some more good sports talk here on WMFO in Medford. So stay tuned. Sounds of Praise is coming your way. That was what I wanted to say. Sounds of Praise is coming your way. And we have a program that we were going to play 3 weeks ago, I believe. And it's entitled, Amazing Your Grace. So we're going to have a lot of songs about the grace of God and related items as well. So stay tuned for that. And we're going to come back next Sunday at 4 a.m. We'll be back with more sports talk here on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tush Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, and multicasting at iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM, from the App Store. Thank you.